Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Vale is supplier of choice for automobile battery grade nickel. Alfredo Santana, Vale's chief operating officer for the company's North Atlantic operations, told the Sudbury BEV in-depth conference last week that as his company has now become the nickel supplier of choice for the electric vehicle battery market, there will be an economic payoff with expansion of mining operations in Sudbury. Santana was one of several speakers on the roster during the two-day conference held at Sudbury's Cambrian College from May 31 to June 1. As the electric vehicle market is on the verge of exploding, Greater Sudbury is working to find ways to improve the city's role in developing local industries, not only to serve the automotive battery electric market, but also to promote and enhance the role of the mining industry for the large industrial BEV market. This marked the second year for the conference, which debuted in 2022, attracting hundreds of delegates from across several sectors: government, mining, automotive, battery development, to discuss battery electric vehicles and their future in Ontario. Read the full story here. New day, new fire. Now 31 wildfires burning across the north. The federal government's recent warning that 2023 could be the worst Canadian forest fire season on record seems to be supported by the continually increasing numbers of wildfires burning in northeastern Ontario. With one new fire reported Monday, there are now 31 active fires burning across the region. The fire hazard remains high to extreme across the northeast. For a closer look at fire hazard conditions in your area, view our interactive map. The impact of all these fires is evident in the hazy skies we've been seeing, the lingering smell of wood smoke and daily warnings about poorer than normal air quality. And with nothing beyond a chance of showers occasionally in the forecast this week, the dry conditions are likely to continue. The newest fire, confirmed on June 5, is Timmins 8, which is 0.8 hectares in size and not yet under control. The fire is located 2 kilometers west of the Aconessie Chain of Lakes complex and 0.8 kilometers south of Brady Lake. Read the full story here. Timmins fire might force evac of Matagami First Nation. Matagami First Nation residents have been asked to pack a bag in case there's an evacuation. The community off of Highway 144 between Sudbury and Timmins is on standby for a possible evacuation due to the nearby Timmins 7 fire. The notice was issued June 5. At this time, we ask that you prepare yourself an evacuation bag, which should include items such as your clothing, medication, toiletries, important documents and pet food for those with a pets, reads the notice. Timmins 7 started on June 4 and was last listed as not under control at 120 hectares. It's located between Highway 101 and Highway 144 Pursuit. Jumper Caroline Earhart breaks Canadian record long ago. Caroline Earhart had pretty much mastered the triple jump. Ironically, it was a sidestep into the realm of coaching that, to a large degree, has allowed the 31-year-old Espanola native the chance to soar to a whole other level. A week ago Sunday, the graduate of Western University who continues to train and compete, and coach, as a member of the London Western Track and Field Club, unleashed a personal best jump of 14.03 meters, outdistancing by 1 centimeter the Canadian record Tabia Charles set in 2007. While being injury-free early this season, Earhart has seen her past 3 seasons derailed to a certain extent by that, has helped her along. It's her side gig as a mentor to a handful of young athletes who are following in her footsteps that has really allowed her to surge forward, in her mind anyways. That has probably been the biggest change, the biggest difference maker for me in being able to accomplish this, Earhart said last week, only beginning to ease herself back into a normal sleep pattern. It's not just the fact that I have educated myself more, have become a student of the sport again, so that I can help the athletes that I work with. Read the full story here. Sudbury Area School Boards displaying pride flags. Greater Sudbury Area School Boards say they are flying pride flags during June, which is Pride Month. This is in contrast to the York Catholic District School Board, which has garnered widespread condemnation for a decision May 29 not to fly a pride flag. When Sudbury.com visited the main offices for all 4 local school boards June 5, only Sudbury Catholic District School Board and Conseil Scolaire du Grand Nord were flying the pride flag on the flagpoles outside of their offices. However, all four local school boards say the pride flag will be displayed at their facilities this month. Read the full story here. Unauthorized sex enhancement substances seized in Sudbury. Health Canada has again seized unauthorized sex enhancement substances from a Sudbury-based health food store. In a news release, Health Canada said it had recently seized the product called BioLove from the Paris Natural Food Store. It is the second time this year that the store was subjected to having some of its products pulled off the shelves by Health Canada. In the first incident, back in February, unauthorized products were seized from Paris Natural Foods at 1500 Paris Saint, and from Durham Natural Foods at 1191 Montrose Avenue. In a news release related to the most recent seizure, Health Canada said the BioLove product contained tadalafil and caffeine. Read the full story here. Another smoky day in the forecast. Expect a high of 21 today under skies that are expected to be hazy with widespread smoke from forest fires in northern Ontario and Quebec, Environment Canada said. The wind will be northerly at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60. The UV index today is 7 or high. Tonight, the skies will be clear with an overnight low of 9.